halachas we're discussing right now is brachas we make over scents, fragrances, smells. Chaim says as follows: Yudal, amariach be esrog shel mitzvah. Let's say you smelled an esrog of mitzvah. In other words, we're not talking about like now. You know, some people have a custom that keep the esrog and they put clothes in it and they use it for havdalah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about during Sukkos. So during Sukkos, you're smelling the, we know esrog has a nice smell. So you're smelling the esrog. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're not talking about that when you picked it up to shake with the lulav and esrog, you smelled it. Because then everyone will agree you don't make a bracha then. Why? Because the reason why you brought it to, close to you is to be yotze the mitzvah, not to smell. You didn't have intent to smell it, you know, for its smell. And since there was no kavana, there was no intent to smell it, you took it to be yotze the mitzvah. So you wouldn't make a bracha. Everybody agrees to that. But rather here we're talking about that you picked, you took it, either you took it to be yotze, and also you had in mind that, you know, it has a nice smell, so you wanted to make you wanted to smell it. Or also it could be, we'll see a little later, that you took it not on Sukkos, but not, you already fulfilled the mitzvah. You already fulfilled the mitzvah. So you are smelling the esrog. So the Mechaber says, the first opinion is Meverach Olav. So the first opinion says you make a bracha on it. You make a bracha on that smell, because it's a nice smell, so we've seen that before. V'yeshon, the second opinion says, second opinion says, no, you don't make a bracha, because on Sukkos, your esrog is not, its function, its purpose is not to give smell. Its purpose is to fulfill a mitzvah. Its purpose is to fulfill a mitzvah. Okay, so it's machlokus. And the Rama says, so the Machaber continues, Lachain, therefore, since the Machlokas, Nachon Shul L'Ariach Bo, it's best not to smell it on Sukkos. We're talking about on Sukkos. How about if you did? Right? That's not good enough. How about if you did? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Machlokas. Magen Avraham says, again, if it's not